Chapter 6. Getting In. Truth be told, Murphy didn't have a clue how he was going to get inside the house, much less the complex itself. And yes, it was a complex. There were high brick walls with spiked rails on top, and it circled the entire compound. The only non-brick section was blocked by a massive iron gate, and it was manned by guards.
"How are we supposed to sneak into that place?" said Chug.
Agreed Plika. "Could you honk a little quieter, please?" said Murphy with a dark look. "Thanks," he said, and then turned to Chug. "As for how to get inside, I honestly don't know. There are vehicles going in. I suppose we could just creep alongside one of those." He looked down at their feet. Or maybe not.
"Why don't we just ask if we can go inside?" suggested Chug.
"Do you two know nothing about stealth?"
"Look, pal, you're the one who said that we were the show, right?"
"Yeah. But I don't know if that's actually the case."
"Only one way to find out."
Murphy studied the area a little bit more to see if there was some other option. He spotted a tree that was sitting right outside the perimeter on the right wall. It would be a tough climb, and the jump over the wall would be even trickier, but he could probably manage it. Not with these two clowns, though. The second option was to walk up and try to convince the guards that they were the entertainment for the night. He'd be the manager, of course. Something told him that he had to trust that Rear Admiral Parfait had planned for things like this. Murphy was only an ensign, so he didn't expect to be given all the details on missions. Something like this was kind of huge, though, and that's what gave him pause. He supposed that the worst-case scenario was that they would get turned away and then he'd have to find some other access option. "Fine," he said finally, shrugging. "Let's go to the front gate." They walked across the street between the vehicles that were all vying to get into Avakov's residence, and then straight up to the guard station.
"Well, it's about time you arrived," the oldest guard said to Plika. "You were supposed to be here an hour ago,"
she said, and then pointed at the flower on her shirt. The guard leaned forward for a better look, and it squirted water in his eye.
"Oh, a wise guy, eh?"
said the guard while wiping his eye. Murphy jumped forward as the guard reached for his baton. "No, no, nothing like that. Just a clown being a clown."
"Heh,"
the guard said with a grunt.
"Who are you?"
"I'm their manager."
"Well, you're late."
"Not easy working with clowns," Murphy said apologetically.
"I'll bet."
"Anyway, sir, we're obviously anxious to get set up, so if you could just point us—"
"Go in there,"
the guard interrupted while pointing to the side entrance that sat by the guard station.
"Follow the signs to the showroom, and make it quick. The show is supposed to be starting soon."
"You heard him," Murphy said to the clowns. "Let's move it." They slipped through the gate and clomped down towards the large building that had a massive E stenciled over the doorway. Murphy assumed it stood for entertainment. That turned out to be incorrect. It stood for eatery, but next to it was a smaller building that had an ET above it. That one housed extraterrestrials. Finally, they came upon one that said SR, which, it turned out, was the showroom. Murphy scanned the area for guards and found that there weren't any. Chances are there were cameras, though, but fortunately it was getting dark. He could only hope that they weren't using infrared surveillance. "Okay, you two go in and get set up. Try and make it last at least 15 minutes or more if you can. Once you're done, get back to the ship. I'll be there waiting for you." Murphy looked questioningly at Chug.
"She's asking what you want us to do if we get to the ship first."
"Wait for me."
"Got it."
Murphy was about to leave when a thought struck him. "Hey, how come you're not acting all goofy and such like you have been?"
"Nerves."
"Nerves?"
"Performance anxiety," Chug replied. "Happens to the best of us, doesn't it, Plika?"
Plika was notably silent.
"Uh-oh,"
said Chug as he studied his partner. "What?"
"It's not a big deal."
"What's not a big deal?"
"She's obviously just realized that we're about to go on stage."
"So?"
"Well," Chuck said with a sigh, "she tends to clam up when it's showtime."
"You're joking."
"I told you already that I don't make jokes right before a show. It's how I keep my cool."
"By not making jokes?"
"Right."
"And Plika gets stage fright."
"Yep."
He looked at Plika and said, "Is this true, Plika?" She did not respond in her normal way. "Terrific. Look, just do the best you can and meet me back at the ship." He turned to walk away, but then stopped once more. "And make sure you're both standing at the door to the ship waiting to return my salute. Got it?" Plika's hand stayed away from the horn.
We got it, said Chug as he pulled Plika into the building.